This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Liz Hudson. Liz leads a firm, and she also works entirely, almost entirely in the private equity space. We're going to talk to her really about two things. What are the trends that she's following in private equity today? And second, what advice and learnings did she get from starting her own firm several years ago? Liz, without much more introduction, take a second and tell people name and title and just one bit about you, and then just go right into the trends you're watching in private equity today.
Sounds great. Well, my name is Liz Hudson. As you mentioned, I'm the founder and principal consultant of EGH Consulting. We're based in the Chicagoland area. We've got partners throughout the country. We focus mostly on healthcare products and service companies. And like you said, we're primarily focused in the private equity space almost exclusively.
And take a moment. What are the trends you're following in the private equity space today? What are you seeing? What trends do you see?
Yeah, so, you know, a few different things. So from a trend perspective, you know, something that I in particular keep my eyes on has to do with the fact that I'm primarily in healthcare. Several of my clients are oriented to elective surgeries. And so surgical instruments and things of that nature. So that's definitely one thing that I'm keeping my eye on because, you know, as especially in the time of times of COVID and the pandemic, as that ebbs and flows, so do my clients. Likewise, you know, as we are in this, you know, again, it's become not something so novel anymore. We've been in this about a year now. But as you look at what's been going on in COVID and how, you know, we're handling those things like respiratory, things like nutraceuticals, things of that nature, you know, obviously those kinds of things are of interest to me because that affects my clients in specific. So that's definitely one thing that I keep my eye on, as this is not really private equity specific, but this is something that I just generally say for all of my clients, whether it's private equity or not, is just the connection back to the customer. And I think that's first and foremost, the things that they're struggling with, the things that they are dealing with, whether it be financially, whether it be market, competitive landscape, anything of those nature. We're always wanting to make sure that we're fully aligned with the customer because as they have pain points, as they have things that they're struggling with or ideas that they might have, these are the kinds of things that we want to make sure that we're supporting them well in those endeavors and those efforts.
And what are you seeing currently with private equity funds, with the customers you work with in the healthcare device, healthcare area, and other areas? Are you seeing the private equity funds more interested or less interested in that as they fund more into digital health type things? What's your sense of what you're seeing there in terms of private equity interest in some of the areas you work with?
Yeah, this has been so very interesting. I think prior to the pandemic, I think there was always this sort of slow move towards digital health, right? There's a slow interest in there, but I think everybody was very skeptical as to whether that could really happen or not. Could you really be powerful? Could you really be impactful with patients in that space? And, you know, the pandemic really forced those things, telehealth, for example. And so we're seeing organizations that, you know, a year ago were kind of starting to push this a little bit further and test those boundaries because it was necessary, right? And isn't that the phrase necessity is the mother of innovation, right? So that's what we saw. And not only has it been, you know, to some extent adopted, we're actually seeing interesting benefits in the space of telehealth, right? Being able to see more patients and even especially with kids, for example, getting to relate to the kids in their own safe space, right? So there are things that you're able to see and hear when they're not scared in a doctor's office, but rather in their own home. So that's been a really interesting trend that we're seeing here and just more and more adoption to that type of space.
And talk for a moment, Liz. You founded your own business as well. So you're an entrepreneur yourself. talk a bit about lessons from founding your own business, if you could share a couple with us.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been fun. And I find myself, I'm coming up on a 10-year mark with the consulting group here with EGH. And as I look back at the 10 years, I find myself very kind of thoughtful about this. So yeah, a few lessons on there. I would say more and more I see having a foundational strategy is so important. And I think a lot of groups will say, well, I've got to have a strategy because that's what I'm supposed to do, right? I've just kind of put a paper together, and whether it's meaningful or not, it's just there. But really having good, meaningful, unique, authentic strategy is so important. And I actually talk about this and teach about this a lot. And what strategy is kind of, to me, the way I define it is a merging of three different areas. One is what do you love? What are you passionate about? What is it that gets you up each day, right? That's the first thing. The second thing is, what are you especially good at? What are you uniquely differentiated at? And then when you take those two things and say, you know, how could you be useful to others? How do you solve pain points? When you bring those three things together, you've got special strategy. And you know, I say that for business for sure, but I say that for personal life as well. You know, I think that's an important way to think about how we want to move forward. And, you know, then that strategy becomes the filter for all of the different projects, all of the different initiatives that we're working on. So that's number one. Number two, I would say is around authentic connection and relationships. And for people that know me well, they know this is just part and parcel to who I am. For generations in my family and even in my culture, connecting with people with your community is something that's so important. And for me in particular, it's very, very life-giving, doing this genuinely. And what that does is it also makes for really enjoyable business interactions and growth, right? And talking with people that are like-minded and not like-minded. Because I really do think this is where some of the great ideas and opportunities emerge. And so, you know, connecting not just when there's a need, but kind of doing that as a way of life, because this is such a great opportunity to grow and to help others grow as well. And then the last piece I would say is to have courage. You know, I feel like we have but one life to live. So why not put it all out there? And you know, my feeling is, what have you got to lose, right? If it doesn't work out, it's not a failure. It's something that you learn in the process as well. So, you know, my leaning is to say yes to opportunities that are in your quadrant of the strategies and just kind of put yourself out there and see where it goes. And, you know, I have found in almost every instance, you know, it has made for a much more fun experience in life. It makes things a lot more enjoyable.
So, you know, overall, let me summarize what you just said. I love this advice. Is a foundational strategy often built around core thesis in around what you're good at, what your firm can be very good at, and that does actually solve a problem that's useful and really solves a problem.
Yeah.
The second concept is authentic connectivity with customers, with community, with everything, so that you really are in sync with what people need and really just, you know, not just going through emotions, but truly authentically connected and so forth. And third, the courage to try, the courage to make the effort, not to be afraid to try too hard, not to be afraid to go after things and so forth. And so that concept of courage, I think, is great. And it's really a remarkable thing that you've now been in business for 10 years. After in finding your consulting group, it really is remarkable.
Thank you. It
really is. Liz, I want to thank you for joining us again on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. You're a really well-listened to guest. People really love listening to you and hearing your thoughts, and I understand why. I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Scott. This was great. It's always so nice to talk with you.